The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rock.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and all of you special class children. You ground feeders, you. Thank you for keeping us out there. We appreciate you guys. Without you, we would not be where we're at today. We high-five your efforts. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Folks, check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Go over to Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio. Check out the new videos posted today. Sons of Liberty Radio. Like us if you would. Friends, the lines, telephone lines are open. 1-877-807-9977. Again, 1-877-807-9977. This is your radio show. And we love when you partake. If you'd like to be my friend, you could do that too. If I like you, if you're normal. Well, I don't want you to be too normal.
That's true. I was going to say,
because if you look at someone normal in the body of Christ, they're hard to find because they are sojourners, strangers in this earth. Yes, indeed, they are.
Strange and being part of strangers.
They're different in the sense of folks, they actually practice what they preach.
Whew.
There's rare as hen's teeth, a needle in the haystack. Yeah. Doers of the word. I love that.
I like the hen's teeth, too.
Do you like that?
Don't have.
Have you ever seen hens? That's the point.
Yeah.
That's why.
That's why I'm.
Yes, dude.
What a
yes.
Sharp knife.
By the way, your constitutional course last night was fun.
Yes, and it was. I had a blast.
It was great. No, I did, too. Mm-hmm. I really honestly did. It's really because it's really hard not to be engaged, mm-hmm. because now you're doing it Skype, so you're doing it all over the country.
Yeah.
And when you're saying stuff, it's like, I want to interject. And it's like, wait a second, he's doing this nationally right now. But, friends, if you haven't jumped on and joined in to learn about the foundation of your country with the constitutional course, Jake, can they still do it?
Yep. You can still do it. You're a week behind, but we can catch you up.
And it's, what is it, 5 pages of homework and 2 hours of talk. But folks, it's not like boring talk. It's like having church, of course, because it's the Spirit of God that influenced our forefathers to establish what we have today.
And that's liberating, the more you study of it.
And we know that because of the liberal whack jobs and the communists and socialists and atheists and radical homosexuals. They always attack us because of the foundations of who we are. They hate who we are.
Yep.
And I suggest that we just send them all away. What do you think? Or just enforce the laws that we have. Get rid of the 10,000 of man's commandments and implement. And get back to God's 10 commandments, and we can deal with all of this and just eradicate all of this mess. But we're going to have to lay the axe to the root of the tree in Washington, D.C. first.
That's right.
I'm trying to be a little facetious, but I'm being serious.
If we I was teaching a homeschool class this morning. We teach history, and we're talking to the kids about all these different governments in Eastern Europe and all communism, how Russia came down and grabbed all of the land and the resources and influenced all of them with communism.
You mean it wasn't given to them?
No.
Oh, so through oppressive means.
That's right.
Gotcha. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And if you want to be my friend, go to Bradley Dean double E on my Facebook, Bradley Dean double E on my Facebook, and or follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1. My Twitter account, Bradley Dean Juan. And by the way, Jake, why is that?
It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head.
Did you like that? We're getting professional.
That was good. Look at that. Not even skipping. But going back to the homeschool class this morning, we studied all these countries that have collapsed because of communism, or at least been not even 50% or a half as productive as they could have been had they had free enterprise. These anti-American, anti-constitutionalists, those ones that attack us constantly, incessantly, there's plenty of countries out there that already have formed that ideology through their government systems. That's right. Just go there. You don't have to fix America. Just go there.
Yeah, and they hate America, too, for the same reasons you do.
That's right.
You know, because they have to work, and it's called capitalism. And I know that's a stumbling block to you communists who don't like to work. You want a free check. But you forgot what Jesus said when he said, if you don't work, then you're not going to eat. And that should be inscripted right above all the welfare departments across the country.
Hey, it was when
they came. Namely in government.
It was when we established this country. John Smith said it. If you don't work, you don't eat.
It's common sense.
It's not happening.
Hey, the bird knows that.
The bird does know that.
That's right. If he wants to eat, you better fly down and get the bird.
You got to get a worm.
The worm.
Yes. And you got to get up early to get those worms. Otherwise, the worms
dig
deep.
That's
beautiful.
Yes. God grants liberty only to those who love it and are always ready to guard and defend it.
You know,
and to tell people that don't work to get a job.
That's right. Hey, that's defending it, right?
Yeah.
You got to defend your own.
Sure.
Nancy Thacker last night, she was a member of the Constitution Chorus, and we're doing it through webcast, so of course you can watch it, go through the segments, we can send you a book, and there is a graduation to this whole thing. It's a 12-week course. Nancy commented last night, said, following up on what the other nights or class. Oh, never mind. That was the beginning part. Because we have to reschedule our night because next week we're going to be
out of town. You need a little boost?
Town.
I noticed you were drinking a Coca-Cola yesterday, too.
I always do.
What was up
that? That's what I did the whole last course.
A sugar high.
I drink a Coke before the course.
Well, that kind of surprised me because you don't do that very often.
I don't.
Unless
I don't.
We hold a BB gun to your head and make
true.
You drink one.
That's true.
All right.
But on those nights, on the Constitution nights.
Bradley Dean calls for the execution
that's right.
of the other guy using a BB gun.
Because he doesn't drink Coke. She said, it is a wealth of information. I am so glad I recorded the audio so I can listen again and let it all sink
yep.
in. Great job. I look forward to the next class. That's one of the responses.
You really have to shut down. It's like this. You go in a setting. You go outside mm-hmm. when it's raining out. You stay under the rain. You don't go hide under
so
the tree.
Mm-hmm.
What happens is people until they, if you want to absorb the message, get away from the tree.
Yeah.
That's...
Well, I think, and I
that's
think
just how I see things in pictures all the time. I'm
a
visual
picture.
Learner.
It's like a sponge, too.
It's very
right?
prophetic for me because if I want to get absorbed like a dry sponge,
that's
then
right.
I go, up, I jump
the
in the water. That's
stay
right.
in the water and absorb every one of it.
So, you know what? When I was just talking about that BB gun held to your head,
yeah.
I know all these special children that go to special classes, the bloggers, the ground feeders, they understand
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
they're
sure.
saying to themselves right now, Bradley's finally getting it. You do
this
it by
you
force.
It.
You lie
it's
about people. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Be right back after this break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I listen to your show every day. My son just turned 13. He's been listening to you with me when I pick him up from school ever since he turned 12. This generation, it's not all lost, guys.
Amen.
People like you are the voice of freedom. Gentlemen like you are are the ones who carry the cross for the Lord.
Amen.
So let's keep praying for this young generation. You know, you guys are helping bear the light.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Liberty has never come from... By the way, folks, I don't mean to use ostentatious erudition all the time. I just want you to understand where you came from. And as long as I show you where you came from, then you know who you are. And if you know who you are, then you know where you're going.
That's right.
That's why I'm always trying to put your feet back upon the rock. What did President Andrew Jackson rightly say? The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Of course. But let me go over to Woodrow Wilson. Heather just asked me, was he a good guy or was he a bad guy? Well, he's the guy that tried to create the UN. It was called League of Nations back in the early century, at the beginning of the century. And in process, he said that he inadvertently destroyed his own country by bringing in what?
The income tax.
Thank you. Okay.
Can I say why? Because that was the first time ever that each citizen of a state, because we're supposed to be citizens of the state, each citizen was held accountable directly to the federal government. Mm-hmm. Up until that point, there was a gigantic wall, it was called state, that separated the people of the United States of America from being accountable to the federal system.
Right.
The states formed a league, a pact that was the federal government. That's part of what you learn in the Constitution course.
Woodrow Wilson, by the way, he thought he was called of God to be there. And he did a lot of bad things. He really did. But I think if we had him up to this criminal in office today, we'd probably think we had a saint.
Mm-hmm. That's for sure.
But then if we were all saints, we wouldn't need government. But if we all obeyed God, then we would have good government.
That's right.
Yeah, what do you think of that? Woodrow Wilson, liberty has never come from the government. Liberty has always come from the subjects of government. No, it comes from God. The history of liberty is the history of resistance. Listen, that's a good point to talk about, by the way. The history of liberty is a history of the limitation of governmental power, not the increase of it. Exactly the opposite of what he said is happening today. But let's go back to this, to your constitutional course. It's interesting when I listen to who we are and where we came from, that the people of America today are being taught to actually set themselves against our forefathers.
Yes.
And, of course, that's not happening right now. It's actually pushing them. It's backfiring is what's happening. But in saying that, I could really understand, after listening to the Bible course, the constitutional course, whatever you want to call it, how people would think or begin to discern, like, boy, is this rebelliousness or is this rebellion? Yeah, it is, from those that are breaking the laws of our republic, and that's what your government is doing today. You have it completely backwards. It reminds me, and we talked a little bit about this yesterday, about Elijah,
yep.
And you have Ahab, the corrupt king, coming up to him, after he slew all the prophets, well, except 7,000 of them who didn't bow the knee, praise God, they're still there, friends. They're new ones, though, because the old ones in the Old Testament, they died off.
They didn't quite make it.
No, but do you remember what Ahab said to Elijah? He called him the troubler of Israel. And Elijah, the obedient servant of God and government, said back to the corrupt king, I'm not the troubler. You are the one that forgot your father's commandments. And again, that's what we're dealing with today. So after getting the proper perspective, then you begin to clearly, it's like this, and we've used the analogy, but I love the analogy. You can always tell when a stick is crooked or where the deviation in the crooked stick is by laying a straight stick next to it. And that's exactly what I see when I'm going through the Constitution course. It's like, this is great stuff because it shows you who's doing the lying.
That's right.
And it shows you who's doing the deeds, the real deeds.
It's pathetically and blatantly obvious, too. It's so obvious, you're like, well, how in the world does it continue then? If this is how clear it is, how have we come this far? And there's only one answer to it. It hasn't been done by force. Sure, they cram it down your throat, but it's not with a weapon at your head, for the most part.
It will turn into that sooner or later.
Because just like I said, in Eastern Europe, you see all those countries, that is a gun to a head. Yeah. That is force. We in America don't have... We would stand, but instead, if we don't resist, like Woodrow Wilson just said, liberty's birthed in resistance. That's what always happens.
That's our history.
Because tyrants, tyrannies, the devil of old hates liberty, hates your liberty, hates Christ, hates anything to do with good. It's going to constantly be oppressing you.
By the way, let me give some distinction and some clarity to what you just said. The devil, the sons of Belial, they hate God's commandments. And when you look in the book of Revelations, it talks about how the dragon warred against the church. And those that kept the commandments of God. So Satan is always at war with God's moral law. Listen, Charles D. Montesquieu rightly said the deterioration of a government begins almost always by a decay of principles. And that's purposed. So what does Satan always war against? Commandments, God's commandments. He always wants you to put God in question. Hast thou,
God said.
It's always the same thing. But isn't it interesting that even Satan himself acknowledges God?
Yeah.
So you just can't say, I mean, that's why atheists just absolutely look stupid. I mean, that's like a fish saying he doesn't believe in water.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know? I mean, it's just that foolish, right? But anyways, did you have anything else to say? Because I'm really getting tired of this conversation that's going nowhere.
I think it's important is with this, the whole course that we're doing right now, and you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and see the course. You still have time to register this week. You got to get caught up one segment. After this week, though, it's over, folks. You got to sign up the next time that we do this. But you see there's two different things in our lives right now. We have society, which is produced by our wants, our desires. It's a positive thing. We get involved with society. We have friends. We do things that we desire to do. Government is produced by our wickedness. We need government. It's a negative in one respect. It's a positive because it produces a positive.
Right.
But the negative source is it comes forth and it executes justice and judgment.
Yep.
It's not there as, for instance, things that you like, your wants and societies.
Romans 7, when the commandment comes, sin revives. But the law is holy, the commandment is holy,
it's always
just
good
and good. So the law is not bad, it's good. It only exposes the bad.
It protects.
Or the good.
That's right. And it protects, it shows you both sides. So when you read your Constitution, you can see the good and the bad. And now it's up to the resolve of the people to react and to respond. That's our duty, that's our part of the covenant in this whole plan that we called America. I want to give a good example of this. Because just recently, about 2 weeks ago, we were down in southern Florida. You all remember what happened at the school down there. Well, there's a young lady here in Texas. She's a teenager. And this is what happens when you show kids the straight stick. When they get truth in their hands, they're willing to fight for it. This Texas teen is suing the school district after she was punished for not reciting the Mexican national anthem in class.
In America. You've got to be kidding me.
Nope.
In Texas? I didn't think that them people tolerated this kind of stuff in Texas.
Well, there's always going to be one of these people that tries to pop their head up. It is near the border.
I get it. So what happens, the media gets involved, and they try to spread the false message that everybody's just going along with the game.
It ain't happening.
And then you get this little girl to stand up and say, you're not doing this here.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, you never hear about it again through the state-run media because they've been found out. Is that how it works?
That's how it happens.
That's exactly how it works, friends.
That's why we posted on our Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. You can read about this wonderful girl, Brenda Brisden. And you can also identify
good
with the
for
fact.
Her.
And that's exactly
she's
what
she's an American.
Mean. Yes, she is.
So what she's dealing with is Mexicans that are trying to promulgate a takeover. And by the way, friends, this is very real.
It does happen. Yep.
And it is coming from Mexico, by the way. But it is not all the people, by the way.
Nope.
But you have one little girl that realizes that she is a, an American. I cannot stand when you get around black folks. Oh, we're African Americans. No, you're an American. Or you get around, let's say, folks from different parts of the world, and they come over here and they say, well, I'm a Mexican American. No, you're an American.
I'm a Russian American.
Right? That's why you came to America, is because you didn't want to be in Mexico. That's why you left Africa, is because you didn't want to be in Africa. You wanted to be an American. Mm-hmm. That's what makes America great, is that we are Americans. See, there again, they're trying to divide. But I don't like when people do that.
Yeah.
I don't like when I was, you know, I'm an Iranian American. No, you're an American.
That's right.
Right? We all agree with the same doctrines, the foundations of who we are, and that's what unites us as one nation under God. Right?
That's right. We have one constitution.
What would you be? A Russian American?
I would be Russian, Jewish, maybe a little bit of African.
African American, yep.
Maybe some Chinese, too. I'm not sure.
Yeah, okay.
Native American? Maybe?
Yes, I see that. Okay, so you would be all of them Americans.
Everything.
Okay. But really, if you think about it, we're all mutts anyways.
That's true.
I mean, I got, like, German. I got my...
But one thing
Jake, you said to me the other day, you even have some, like, Bradley, it's like you're a Hulk or something. So, like, am I a Hulk American, or would I just be an American?
What was that, the stuff?
And some people say bad things about me, too. Would I be those kind of Americans?
You could be... You know what? You know what?
You're trying to push your weight around American or something, or what?
The collective theme of all of us is we're all created in God's image.
Thank you.
Doesn't matter what part of the globe.
And to actually get behind you and push that one together here, doesn't it also say that all nations are one blood?
One blood, one family.
Yes. Isn't it interesting how people play the race card? Oh, did you hear what he said about so-and-so? How'd that work out for Zimmerman anyways?
Yeah.
Until they finally spent. Yeah,
it's not done.
Amen. But according to the state-run media, it's done, but we're getting off course.
Neither is Southern Florida and Spanish River High School. It's not done, folks. Keep your eye on the ball on this.
Okay. Daniel Webster, good intentions will always be pleaded for every assumption of authority. It's hardly too strong to say the Constitution was made to guard the people against the dangers of good intentions. There are men in all ages who mean to govern well, but they mean to govern. They promise to be good masters, but they mean to be masters. Therein lies the problem. That's exactly right. Isn't it interesting that these politicians, they go around and they campaign? They promise, they kiss up to the people,
words,
and then once
words.
They get into power, and we've seen this firsthand, friends, once they get done kissing up and they win the position, for some reason they just went from a servant to a demigod.
Yep.
Isn't that amazing?
It's what was in them in the very beginning.
Oh, my goodness, friends. Now, hey, friends, what we're going to do is we've got to take a quick break. Again, if you'd like to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Go to Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio. Like us if you would. When we come back, we're going to talk about, let's get into depth just a little bit more rather than just putting frosting on the cake. Let's break the cake open and see what's inside. Let's go into the ingredients of the cake. Talking about your foundations, it's great stuff. Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Starting today, emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries, or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches in March. Buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off, only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP. And we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale starts today at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Apply just one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time, and it's guaranteed. Order this all-natural, antifungal, and herbal formula for women and men at nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, this is Karen Vaughn. I am the Gold Star mother of Aaron Carson Vaughn, who was a Naval Special Warfare operator killed in Afghanistan on August 6th of 2011. Our family, in honor of Aaron, has recently begun a foundation called Operation 300. You can look us up at Operation300.com. And what we do is we have an extreme adventure camp for children of fallen soldiers. They can come for a week and be mentored by strong, patriotic, bold, courageous men. Get out in the field and work on projects like shooting guns, learning how to bow hunt, just all sorts of stuff. But what I really want to say today is just how much I appreciate the work Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are doing across this nation. As a mother of a patriot and a patriotic home, I just want to say that this country needs more men like Bradley. We need people speaking out about what our founders believed in, what the principles are that this country was created and founded upon. And we need to repatriotize America. And I'm doing my part. And I'm thankful, so thankful that Bradley's doing his part.
I just talked to her today.
Oh, did you?
We're working on some video stuff for her. Just kind of passing her along. Just to kind of upgrade everything she's got going on. I was talking to Aaron's dad. Aaron was shot down, friends, in Afghanistan. Navy SEAL Team 6. And 30 of our best were murdered. And I was actually talking to Billy. He was Bradley driving around Arizona right now.
Oh, is he?
He's got a heavy southern drawl. And I said, so you're in New York right now? I said, yeah. Then I called Karen. And anyways, I'm just being transparent.
Transparency.
I wanted to give definition to transparency.
That's right.
You know, in the same direction, not say one thing and do the opposite. Yes. Like you get the point. Let's talk about this, because this is information that you need to have. Here, let me say it this way. It's ammo in your gun.
Ooh.
It's a sword in your hand.
30-round magazine.
You like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I like that.
I like it.
30-round magazine.
Yeah.
High power.
That's real good. Just a little too good. Two law professors, Donald S. Lutz and Charles S. Heinemann, reviewed estimated 15,000 items. Closely read 2,200 books, pamphlets, newspapers, articles, and monographs. all contained explicit political content printed between 1760 to 1805. Reduced it to 916 items. That's one-third of all political writings longer than 2,000 words. Here's their findings.
Can I say something really quick?
Yes.
That date, 1760 to 1805, the significance of that was during the time of the Sons of Liberty, also during the time of the Stamp Act, and when Britain was starting to oppress by tyranny the colonists, all the way up to 1805, because that was after the first administration had served as under the new Constitution. So this was our political history all during that 30-plus years, 35 years.
So the Bible was 34% of all citations. Top book of the Bible quoted was Deuteronomy. I love that.
Because it was the law, and that's what they were writing right
Amen.
Now.
How many people got saved because of his writings, by the way? Average colonists heard several thousand sermons in their lifetimes. Education utilized Bible, New England Primer. If you haven't seen the New England Primer, folks, it is pure gospel. Most of the early colonies' government was patterned after the local church government. Charles Louis Joseph D. Segandot.
Can I make it?
Even when he was a baron.
That's right, he was a baron. He's very wealthy.
You emphasized the baron.
But before we...
Does that mean he's not going to ever have any kids, or what does that mean?
No, he's very wealthy. Barons are wealthy. I hope he wouldn't have a kid.
I'm looking at Carrie waiting for a response.
She's not a baron.
No, she isn't.
34% of the site, all the quotations that were taken in these political writings during the foundation of our country, our Constitution, were taken from the Bible. And the reason why was because, first of all, Deuteronomy is the book of the law.
Amen.
And all law...
It's one of my favorite books.
God created the law. Yeah. So law, the source of all government law should come from the Bible. We're going to cover that in a second when we talk about Blackstone. Secondly, the average colonist heard several thousands of sermons. Now, most people don't realize how in-depth or how surrounded, just like fish are in water all the time, our colonists were all the time surrounded by religious instruction and Christian institutions.
Of course.
All the time. It's how they grew up.
Of course.
As a matter of fact,
they stayed in the light.
And their education was based on the Bible.
Yeah.
None of this garbage, well, you can't have a Bible in the library because a student might read it.
Baloney.
Education was pure Bible.
Don't even
100%.
Throw that out there. Don't even throw that out there
because
it's just not true at all.
Because of how far we have come, people think that is how it is.
Matter of fact, what we should do is start a campaign and put a Bible in every library just because you said that.
You know, it wouldn't surprise me that there is.
We're going to need a little money to do that, though, I suppose.
True.
Yeah.
That's true. It wouldn't surprise me that there is a Bible in every library, and this is
the reason. You're right.
Because once a student finds out that they can't have a Bible, guess what the student's going to want to get? A Bible.
Oh, don't give away our
secret,
Jake. Yes.
The more they say no, the
That's
more they want
exactly
to do.
Right. Can I go back to the baron?
Yes, but not yet. Most of the early colonies...
Whoa, slow your roll. Yes, we're saluting Jake now, friends.
No, we got to finish this Bible thing. Because what happens is oftentimes we rattle through these stats and we go really fast, and people are like, okay, so what does that... Most of the early colonist government was patterned after local church government. People don't get that when we set up the way that we serve, for instance, elected officials, in all the churches in the community, that was the center of the community in the early colonies. You had a church building, it's where the town got together. It's where if a judge had to come in town and judge a situation, he would go to the church.
Right.
People had schools in the communities. So here they have a local church government.
Wait a second. So the church was keeping everything in check.
That's right.
You mean they were the moral compass. Listen to what Justice Robert H. Jackson said. It's not the function of our government to keep the citizens from falling into error. It is the
That's
function
right.
of the citizen to keep the government from falling into
that's
error.
Right.
Amen.
Oh, man.
Well, that's liberation.
That
the
is.
One that wants to stay liberated,
right.
he's got to magnify the law.
Yeah. And that was the reason why man created government. God ordained government, and he delegated it through man. Man created government. Government didn't create man, nor the rights, nor the rules, nor the laws.
I'm so sorry. I got to open this up to all of our opposition.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, 1-877-807-9977. Now, I just want you to just listen to what I'm telling you before you call in and step in it. Everything that we're giving you right now is factual information. So let's see how many of these leftist communists, these atheists, call in right now. Mm-hmm. Okay, friends? 1-877-807-9977.
You know you're listening.
Tell us how wrong we are.
That's right. Tell us
and tell us after we correct your error why it is that you are constantly attacking our foundations.
Come on.
Right?
Let's hear it.
1-877-807-9977.
53 countries.
Are you done yet?
Well, just to make that last step.
What about Charles? Listen, Charles D. Montesquieu is sitting over in the corner right now, Jake, trying to figure out why you're not talking about him.
He's awaiting because he knows the Bible is the most important. Because we're going to find out that Charles D. Montesquieu was influenced by the Bible and everything that he did.
Yes.
So there was three main sources that were quoted by our founders that were more than 1%, 2%, 3%.
Okay.
And these three sources, top of the list was the Bible, 34%.
Sure.
Next was the Baron Montesquieu.
Okay, so we got Charles D. Montesquieu, which is a baron. Now, why would they call themselves baron?
I think it's just a title of wealth, kind of like a count.
Well, I mean,
you're a baron.
What over here in this country, we call each other millionaires if we're wealthy?
That is a difference. You know what? Because when they were thinking about what would they call President George Washington, would he be His Eminence, His Highness?
No, he rebuked that,
exactly.
Remember? Yeah.
Because he could just be a common man.
I'm nothing more, he said.
That's right. Titles meant nothing, and that's why in America...
They're dangerous.
In America, we don't have titles like baron. I suppose we utilize the term
doctor. Has somebody called this criminal in office that yet?
No. As a matter of fact, he just said, I think it was yesterday, I'm not a dictator.
Why would he even say that?
Exactly.
Well, friends, you got to remember everything he says, he does the exact opposite. That's exactly what he's trying to become.
Yep.
And the joke is on America. Let me go on. So are we good? Charles!
Charles.
All right, Charles D. Montesquieu is being called up of France, 8.3%, Jake.
Yep, he was quoted 8.3% of all these political writings. Now, people say, well, Charles Montesquieu, he was a man.
Jake, we got a lot to get through here. Thinker. Yeah, see, different giftings here, folks. Prophetic Bradley, teacher Jake.
Slowing it really down.
Okay.
So he was quoted 8.3% of the time. The Spirit of the Laws was the book that he wrote. Now, there's particular times. See, this was down to a science. These two law professors took it down to a science. There were specific times where certain authors were quoted. Declaration of Independence, they're going to quote different authors in different parts of the Bible because they were declaring independence against a tyrant. The premise that they were trying to prove had to have different facts.
Okay, now you got us over there, Jake. Let's go over to the Declaration of Independence. Remember you said that there was people that were humanists that actually tried to interject their ideas into the Declaration of Independence, but they were rebuked?
Yeah. That gets into our third human author.
Okay, will you explain that really quick? Because you got me going on that.
Well, sure. John Locke, 2.9%. He was the third most quoted human author. And all of these human authors' premise was the Bible that they used.
Okay.
But he wrote the first and second treatise of civil government. This is government is established by a covenant or contract of the people. The king is a man, and leaders are comprised of men.
But get to my point.
Yep. Government ordained the laws of nature. All human laws must be subject to it. Therefore, we have the laws of nature. Life, liberty, property. God gave us those things. So what he did is he wrote a book because then he was attacked because he would write on religion. He was considered a theologian, though most people say he's an Enlightenment thinker. So people would attack him using the Bible as his premise.
So you can question the fact that he's a theologian.
Yeah, so
that's why they always try to tag their sleeves one with another.
He wrote his own exhaustive Bible with study notes and footnotes. This guy was doing that, and so the Enlightenment thinkers were criticizing him. You don't need the Bible for all this. So then he wrote a book called The Reasonableness of Christianity.
Can I interject something there? Isn't it it's important, I think, that we understand that all these people, these Enlightenments thinkers and these philosophers and these humanists, they always seem to be the ones that didn't fight for the liberties that God would give them, but yet they want to interject their thought.
Yes.
It's like today, friends, there's no such thing as an atheist in a foxhole.
That's right.
It's kind of the same thing with what we're dealing with today.
Mm-hmm.
These people that are so adamant about attacking our foundations, they didn't fight for the freedoms that we've been given. No. Christian men and Christian women fought, bled, and died to give us what we have today. And a great majority. That's why they have Christian crosses over the top of their heads. They seem to understand the price of that liberty, Jake. So those are the people that we should be listening to, not to those that are sitting there barking up the wrong tree 24/7.
This man was attacked on two different accounts, and he wrote two other treatises just to prove his basis of standing on the Bible and how it substantiated all of his claims.
Okay, will you talk about how they were disregarded, Jake?
Yep. The people then were disregarded because... Oh, yeah, good point.
The humanists.
That's right. The founders
quoted
a lot of
gift works? It just kind of goes right to the heart of everything.
Yep.
While you're sitting there, you know, going line upon line, precept upon precept.
You've got to bring people to the heart.
You've
got to bring them to the heart.
Because this is what people want to hear. You got 30 seconds.
That's right.
Go.
So all the humanist authors, all the men that had been quoted like Hume and all of the thinkers from the Enlightenment and things like that, they were quoted. But it was in a negative context.
Sure.
It was almost never in a positive context.
Because what they wanted to do is they wanted to take the righteousness of Christ, and they want to hold the truth and unrighteousness, and they want the glory that only belongs to Christ.
That's
what
is
a philosopher? Mm-hmm. James Madison rightly said that they use big words with common sense meaning. But what is a philosopher? They take the words of Christ, they make them their own, and then they try to walk around like they're some great person, when in fact it belongs to Christ.
That's
Get out of the way. Be right back. Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, Radio.com. Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties, and we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neofera. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be an every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to neofera.com, spelled N-E-O-F-E-R-A.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at neofera.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
Those rights, then, which God and nature have established and are therefore called natural rights, such as life, liberty, need not the aid of human laws, which only war against them, of course, to be more effectually invested in every man than they are. Neither do they receive any additional strength when declared by the municipal laws, city laws, to be inviolate. On the contrary, no human legislature has power to abridge or to destroy unless the owner shall himself commit some act that amounts to a forfeiture. Sir William Blackstone,
yep.
17. Now, when you look at this guy, he was a rocker in the 1700s. He was a judge. And what's interesting is his hair was fake. Mine's real.
Yak.
He had yak. It was yak. And they powdered those yak wigs. Can you imagine the smell?
No.
Okay, let's just get beyond that right
or
now.
Or Philadelphia.
Let's
the
get
convention.
Beyond that right now. All right.
It's tough.
As usual. Mm-hmm. All right, folks.
Last second,
here we go. Yep.
Not.
Okay, so the Spirit of Law, 1748.
Yep. This is Montesquieu. He wrote the Spirit of Laws.
Okay, God is the author of all laws.
That was the main premise.
Yep. Of course. Yep. Because man is sinful, civil government is necessary.
That's right. It acts as a negative towards man's sin.
Humans in government are sinful.
That's right. So just because you're in government doesn't make you better than the people.
This is how we should be doing it. See how this is working?
This is much better.
All right, we're playing volleyball right now with the facts.
We're better than Chase. It don't make it over the net.
That's the guy in the ministry. His name is Chase Friends. That just he looks real awkward trying to play sports. But let's get back to this.
Yes.
Charles D. Montesquieu, Baron Sir.
That's right.
Yes, D. Montesquieu. Therefore, separate powers.
That's right.
So we have government into three branches.
That's right. Three branches of government. Why? Because humans are sinful. Humans comprise government. Therefore, let's get them checking and balancing each other.
You ready for this? Common law rooted in the Ten Commandments.
That's
of
right.
course. Is it wrong to lie? Is it wrong to steal? Is it wrong wrong to kill? Yes, it is. Who told you that? Thank you, sir.
That's right.
Nothing else to
adultery
talk about.
Adultery as well. You said covetousness as well.
Just didn't have all.
That's
I didn't have time to cover them all, Jake.
That's right. You can apply them all, sir.
All right. Just hold the nail, and I'll drive the hammer. Okay.
Hold it, sir.
Yes. Three categories of law: revealed law, which is Holy Scripture; laws of nature, revealed by God to human reason and conscience. Conscience meaning with knowledge, friends. Municipal law, city law. No human law shall contradict.
That's right.
Listen to that carefully, friends. This is why the radical homosexuals are at attack.
Yep.
What, not just that, the abortion industry, politicians who are not ruled by the law, so on and so forth.
Marriage right now.
Marriage.
I know exactly why I even bring it up, right?
Yeah. So we have to, because we have to deal with that,
yes,
Jake.
We do.
But the bottom line is it shows you who they're at war with.
Mm-hmm.
They're at war with your foundations.
That's right.
Our Constitution was made for a moral and a religious people. It is totally inadequate to the government of any other John Adams, the second president of the United States. Judicial restraint. Ooh.
This is a big
one. You think
one.
Judges like hearing that?
No.
Yes. Judges don't make law. They apply it. They're not
right.
called the legislator. Activate.
Yep. Not even
Did
to
you like
interpret
that?
Or
activate.
Give their opinion or anything
Activists.
Like that. That's right.
Activating
so you can see
their own wills.
This is the foundation. How far have people in modern day thought come in thinking on these three concepts that Mr. Blackstone just gave?
Okay. We'll go to the next one. The authors were quoted more during the 1780s and the 1790s when attention was focused on practical problems of forming government, securing the rights of the people.
Right.
Folks, there's one particular call I have to take because you need to hear this. We got Omar calling from Oklahoma. You got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Hey, how you doing?
We're good, man. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I wanted to comment on what you all are talking about, because you all make the founding fathers seem so fair and equal and just. And if they were so fair, equal, and just, none of them outlawed slavery, actually sanctioned it. They didn't do anything to help the Native Americans, nor the Spanish or the Mexicans with the Louisiana Purchase. So even then you speak of the Bible, and even back then they used the Bible to make slavery seem fair-seeming. So how are these founding fathers you speak of so just and so fair and equal to all?
No, I just want to make one point, and I'm going to shoot this over to Jake. It's a lack of Christianity, isn't it, my friend? It's a lack of Christianity. You can't write them wrongs, can you?
No,
absolutely not. I'm totally in agreement with what
you have to right your wrongs with the people that you caused the wrong with. So
that's right.
You have to right their wrongs.
And what you're seeing there is people not making the distinction between what Christ commanded and what man took on. And what we see there is we see what man took on, where they took off their Christianity. They said, well, let's do it our way. Well, wait a second. They were infallible men, no question about it. But the bottom line is what they advocated or what they allowed is completely wrong. 70% of all of our founders were abolitionists, by the way. And Jake, go ahead and shoot away.
That's right. 70% of them. See,
I was listening.
You hear about, and that's beautiful, you hear about guys like Benjamin Franklin hated slavery. As a matter of fact, the British Empire demanded slavery, made it legal, and you could not make it illegal. But Benjamin Rush and Benjamin Franklin, both signers of the Declaration of Independence, which is the greatest freedom document in the world that we live under.
Yeah.
Omar, would you rather live in America, or would you rather live in a different country? Where is there another country that's more free than America?
Well, you know, speaking of, since I'm a descendant of Native Americans and, you know, slaves, you know, this is my only home. So even if I need to go somewhere else, this is my home.
But this is what I want to say. Nobody else that lives in America would rather live anywhere else. There's always an exception to every room, so I'm not trying to generalize and paint with a broad brush here. But the fact is those documents, that Declaration of Independence, was perfect in the sense that it teed up everybody on the planet to be equal. And everybody who went back, like Martin Luther King Jr., what did he reference?
Yep.
He referenced the Declaration of Independence.
That's right.
And he said to the hypocrites,
let's right the wrongs.
Be true
yep.
to what you said on paper. So what we got was perfected because it was based on the Bible. What you had is imperfect men.
Don't forget about Frederick Douglass. Don't
That's
forget
right.
about the abolitionists that were working along. Even
exactly.
let's go to the Civil Rights Movement. Let's look at
preachers.
Exactly right.
Preachers of the Word of God.
But even after the Civil Rights Movement, you have Jim Crow and the prison industrial complex. They used the former slaves to build up the military
right.
industrial complex.
You're right.
Which no one in America started complaining about the military industrial complex until it affected the Europeans. Affected the Europeans. But all of this has been going on for who knows how long.
Mm-hmm.
And the complaint now is that it affects everyone else, just like police profiling and so on and so on. The police been patting down minorities since America's been here. But then when you go into airports and they're patting down Europeans and other people, this is where the complaint started at.
Yeah.
I want to interject
something, too. Omar, I got a black guitar player. We were down south. We were in Mississippi. And we had the bus pulled over on the side of the road. Now, if you looked at my guitar player, he looks like Rocky with his shirt off. I kid you negative. He is one brick house. I told him, I turned and looked at him, and I said, listen, that cop gets up on this bus. I promise you one thing. I'll be the first one standing up because he ain't doing nothing to anybody on this bus. I have a Hispanic singer. I have a black guitar player, and I'm white. Sometimes where I go across the country, I'm the minority. Sometimes they go in a place where they're minority. We all know what's right and wrong in the sight of God. We all have to agree with God, not make war with each other. And I think really what it comes down to is it's time America rights the wrongs. And we need to forget about the wrongs and start living in the rights.
And it's not a worship of the people. It's a worship of the concept. And what we're doing is we're giving praise to the areas where they gave and acknowledged Christ and Christianity as the moral foundation, because that's what we can stand on, Omar. That's how we make right the wrongs. Instead of concentrating on all the wrongs, we concentrate on how do we turn those wrongs into rights.
That's right. And by the way, Thomas Jefferson had 117 slaves. He earned them. He called them souls in his family. He said this is going to have to be another generation that takes up this battle. So he didn't justify himself. He condemned himself for not justifying the wrongs is really what he did. Omar, I got to let you go. Hang on a second. Heather's going to pick you up. Thank you for the call.
Definitely.
I appreciate that kind of stuff.
Because we knew that perspective.
That's exactly right. Remember when we spent time with Andrew Young, the man that went with MLK through hell and high water, literally, for 3 hours? Friends, he would not let us go. Roger Wilkins, we spent time with Roger Wilkins talking about the civil rights movement. We spent a couple hours with Sam Kyle, who was there when he was on the balcony with MLK when he was shot. He thought MLK was playing with him. Listen, we stand behind the MLKs in the righteousness of Jesus Christ and everything that that man did. That man was a prophet. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. He's one of my heroes. And I want people to understand, I don't care what color you are, let's right the wrongs all across the board.
That's right.
That's what we need to do.
You know what? And there is no... And if
by following the rule of law,
that's right.
God's law.
Exactly. And that was the point I was trying to make, is that Omar, myself, most people in America, they would not want to live any other place. That's why so many people immigrate to America.
Omar knew his stuff, dude, didn't he?
Really
did. Good for you, man.
Very sharp.
Yeah.
But again, we want to know our stuff enough to how do we right the wrongs and begin it, instead of condemning that which is the past, which we do, but we condemn it best by changing it to the good in the future.
And case in point, to the present, what are we seeing now? We're seeing the older generations trying to resurrect divisions between the black and the white.
Yep.
Omar, all my black friends, all my Hispanic friends, all my Native American friends, I don't care, whatever the case is, you need to understand something. That does not belong to this generation, because those wrongs have been righted. So let's walk in the right and throw off the wrong.
That's right. And
amen.
we have established a system of government that was given to us over 200 years ago that can establish that very precedence, that evil is evil and good is good. We must walk in that. And folks, we need your help to do that throughout this country. We do it on a daily basis on the radio. We're traveling quite a bit. We're going to be on the road again next week. And in the weeks following in April, it's going to be a very busy month. You are helping make that change. And we desire to bear fruit on your account. If you can't get out and join us, then support us. Help us. Donate to the cause. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. On the left side, support our cause for justice. That's what's lacking. We establish justice, peace, and liberty ensue.
And we can't do it without you. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. Thank you for the phone call, the important phone call, Omar. And I'm glad that you are an educated individual, because you know what? When we come together, we can break down all the barriers together, friend. Sons of Liberty Radio, 1 John 3:18. Talk to you in 23, 2 to 4 Central Standard Time Zone across the country.
Are you or someone you love struggling with stress, anxiety, or less than perfect health? Hi, this is Pastor Ginny. And as a woman of faith, I spent many years in ministry burdened with anxiety and fear. But in 2010, I met Dr. Carolyn Dean, and I took her recommendation to try RNA drops. Within days of taking RNA drops, my anxiety began to lift. My joy was restored, and the peace of mind that I would have once called a miracle has now become normal to me. Discover what RNA drops can do for you. Order your free sample today at www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. There you can order a free 30-day trial-sized bottle of RNA drops by paying just shipping and handling. That's www.rnafreesample.com.